EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 26 today under cloudy skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight, 5 above. Highs level off around 36, tomorrow mainly clear. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 21.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Cattle and feed report out late on Friday. Shel Shagum, USDA livestock analyst, has the numbers.
The number of cattle on feed on January 1st was just over 12 million head, which was about 1% above 2021, and would be the second highest inventory number for the month since the series began in 1996. During December, just under 2 million head of cattle were placed in U.S. feedlots, which was about 6% above a year earlier. During December, feedlots marketed just under 1.9 million head, which was about 0.2% above a year ago.
He says demand for beef continues high, and that is translating into strong demand for cattle by packers.
The demand for cattle remains good. If we look at fed cattle prices right now, they're running about $137 a hundredweight in the five areas that we track as our benchmark for steers, compared to about $110 a hundredweight a year ago. So again, demand for beef is strong. That's translating into relatively strong prices for wholesale beef and working its way back to stronger packer demand.
Ex-Secretary Vilsack spoke before the House Ag Committee last week, brought up the next farm bill. He said he wants the committee to use the next bill to help him move rural America from an extractive economy to a circular economy. He says a circular economy is one where wealth stays in the opportunity and jobs are all created in rural areas. Some of the many ways to move rural communities into a circular economy include increasing processing capacity in rural America, encouraging bio-based manufacturing, and finding ways to convert agriculture waste into renewable energy and fuel. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Sedgwick County authorities say a man who exchanged gunfire with officers was arrested after a seven-hour standoff at a West Wichita hotel. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Lieutenant Benjamin Blick said the confrontation began early yesterday when a driver fled after a deputy tried to stop him for a traffic violation. After a short pursuit, the suspect's vehicle became high-centered near a Regency Inn. The man got out of the vehicle and fired at two deputies who returned fire. No one was injured. The suspect fled into a hotel room where five people loosely associated with him were staying. After several hours, those people left the room and the suspect was taken into custody. Fire crews near Hays battled a grass fire Monday morning near the Ellis County landfill. The Hays Police Department had warned citizens to stay out of the area while the grass fire was not under control. The smoke was visible to drivers on I-70, but the Kansas Highway Patrol said it did not cause any disruptions to traffic. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
As the state's hospital system deals with unprecedented staffing shortages, rural health care patients are dying at record rates. Coffee County Hospital's Dr. John Schell.
We definitely had our own cases where patients required care that we couldn't provide and passed in our hospital. Would they have survived if they could have been transferred and had the opportunity to have that specialty care? Probably. Of our 8 COVID patients that are in the hospital now that are sick and dying, they are all not fully vaccinated. And that's the trend that we're seeing over the past few months.
That audio courtesy of KWCH. Work is being done to help the Kansas Turnpike move to an entirely cashless system by 2024. Steve Hewitt, Chief Executive Officer of the Kansas Turnpike Authority, said cashless tolling has been a priority for several years. Cash payers will be billed, and their tolls will be slightly higher than those for KTAG customers. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A woman accused of fatally shooting her husband in front of their 2 children inside the family's truck nearly 2 years ago is set to go to trial in March. Station KRVN reports that the second-degree murder trial of 33-year-old Kathleen Jordan is set to begin March 3rd. Jordan, who said she acted in self-defense when she pulled a handgun from their center console of the truck and fired 2 shots into her husband, 35-year-old Joshua Jordan, while stopped on I-80 near Cozad on June 17, 2020. Investigators have said the couple got into an argument while driving back from Scott's Bluff, where the family was in the process of moving. A man accused of killing 2 people and wounding 2 others at a Nebraska fast food restaurant will face the death penalty if he is convicted. Sarpy County Attorney Lee Polakov announced on Monday that he will seek the death penalty against 24-year-old Roberto Silva Jr. in the November 2020 shootings at a Sonic restaurant in Bellevue, Nebraska. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum Service, Maximum Value, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved renewing membership with the North Central Regional Planning Commission and heard an update on a joint bank stabilization project with Washington County on a bridge in Waterville Township with work to begin soon. Emergency Management Assistant Leslie Jeter met with the board to discuss the final ruling on the American Rescue Plan funds. Premium pay for employees working through the pandemic is still recommended. Water and sewer improvements, and in addition, the county will be allowed to spend the money on county projects they would normally spend money on. However, the money cannot be spent if it will cause the county to go into debt. Jerry Zias, mayor, and Tanner Whiting, director of public works for Blue Rapids, met with the board. During the recent windstorm, one of the school crosswalk flashing signs in Blue Rapids was destroyed. The city is planning to replace both signs with solar signs and is working with the Department of Transportation on placement. They have a street sign budget of $70,000, projects in the works of $68,000. Therefore, we're asking the county if any funds were available to help pay for the new signs at a cost of approximately $6,600. No action was taken. Washington County commissioners conducted mostly routine business last week,
approving end-of-year transfers of $200,000 from Road and Bridge to Special Machinery Fund and $400,000 to Special Use Funding. Nemahal County Commissioners made no decision on a request for a new lowboy trailer for Road and Bridge and conducted several interviews for Senior Services Public Transit Director. County reorganization was approved and pay raises for county employees was discussed. USD 115 Nemahal Central patrons will vote Tuesday on a recall petition for Owen Zinke on charges that he violated state statute in earlier decisions regarding student mask mandates. The Nemahal County Community Building will be the polling location for all registered voters in the district who are eligible to vote for the at-large position. An informative and interactive Conservation Reserve Program workshop is to be held Wednesday, January 26th, 10 a.m. at the Community Room at the Seneca Free Library. This is open to the public, hosted by Pheasants Forever. Mandy Lang, Farm Bill, Wildlife Biologist for Pheasants Forever, and Megan Winkler, CRP Program Technician for the Farm Service Agency, will present the program with time for questions from the group after the presentation. CRP is a federally funded on-farm conservation program. Most CRP fields are planted to native grasses. You're invited to this workshop to learn more about eligibility, types of practices involved, and how you can implement CRP on your property. No registration required. This free workshop begins at 10 a.m. Wednesday at the Community Room at the Seneca Free Library. For additional details, contact Mandy Lang with Pheasants Forever at 785-336-2164. Dolores A. Parker, age 85, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Heisey Hall at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, with the Christy Anderis Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dolores Parker. Mary C. Sisk, age 84, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Salem United Church of Christ in Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Mary Sisk. Deborah J. Barrington, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anderis Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Deb Barrington. Glenn V. Rickenberg, age 86, of Beatrice, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 8 until 8, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Glenn Rickenberg. Leon W. Bentman, age 94, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion United Methodist Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home, Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Leon Bentman.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Arctic air will remain over the Midwest today as another clipper system starts to make its way through, bringing temperatures well below seasonal in many areas. Conditions will remain relatively dry throughout the region, with quite a bit of sunshine. These cooler temperatures will linger throughout the night before warming up as we head into Wednesday. Today, we can expect to see highs ranging in the single digits to upper teens throughout Iowa, the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Nebraska.
the lower 20s to mid 30s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens to mid 30s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will remain extremely chilly in the overnight hours, with lows just below zero in the negative teens throughout Iowa, the single digits and lower teens throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper teens throughout Kansas, and lows just around zero to the upper teens throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 40, record high on this date 66, the average low 19, and the record low 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:39.
If you thought going viral was only a 21st century phenomenon, you've never heard of Nellie Bly. Her story is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's your Old Farmer's Almanac radio report for Tuesday, January 25th, the 25th day of the year. It was on this day in 1890 that Nellie Bly completed a trip around the world in 72 days. Talk about media sensations. Nellie Bly was front page news for more than 2 months as the world followed her attempt to best Phileas Fogg, the fictional character who made his fictional trip in 80 days. There were Nellie Bly dolls, songs written about her, even a racehorse named after her. Her image appeared in soap ads and posters, and newspapers mapped her progress alongside her daily column. That's right, Nellie Bly was a newspaper columnist. Joseph Pulitzer was her publisher, and they proved that stories could go viral 100 years before the internet. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Ochai Baje scored a career-high 37 points to help number 5 Kansas avenge its only conference loss of the season with a 94-91 double overtime win over number 13 Texas Tech in Lawrence last night. Baje outdueled Bryson Williams, who poured in 33 points for Tech. Kansas led by one in the second overtime when Williams banked in a three-pointer. K.J. Adams tipped in a miss to tie the game at 91. Jalen Wilson gave the Jayhawks the lead, hitting the second of two free throws 21 seconds later. After both teams went scoreless over the next 50 seconds, Christian Brown hit two free throws with 10.1 seconds remaining to make it 94-91. Following an unbeaten week and its second win over an Associated Press top 15 opponent, the K-State women swept the Big 12 Conference Weekly Awards as Aoki Lee collected her fourth Player of the Week honor, and freshman Jalen Glenn earned her first Big 12 Freshman of the Week award. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Wichita State men's basketball team is on track to play in Wednesday's game against Central Florida at Coke Arena. A team spokesman confirmed to the Wichita Eagle the Shockers have been on pause from basketball activities due to COVID-19 health and safety protocols. The University of Central Florida Knights, who are 12-5 overall, 4-3 in the American, will take on Wichita State, who's 9-7 overall, 0-4 in the AAC. The Shockers are 6-5 on their home court. Wichita State has a 2-1 record in games decided by 4 points or less. The Shockers and Knights matchup on Wednesday will be the first time in AAC play this season. The Kansas State Wildcats travel to Waco, Texas tonight for a 7 o'clock tip against the Baylor Bears at the Ferrell Center in Waco. The game will be broadcast on ESPN+. Baylor is 17-2 on the season, 5-2 in the Big 12. Kansas State, on the other hand, is 10-8 overall, 2-5 in Big 12 play. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville Boys, a makeup game at Chapman, will be on the air about 7:30 live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Hanover will host Washington County. Frankfort tips off at Onega. Lynn is at Clifton Clyde, and Southern entertains Falls City Sacred Heart. Marysville High wrestlers at Chapman in a double duel with Riley County tonight. In the Beloit Invitational over the weekend, Carter Trimble, Wandre Walton, and Garrison Craig all finished sixth place for MHS.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Increase wing visitors to your garden by providing fresh water throughout the winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Those in colder climates will need to add a heater, bubbler, or aerator to prevent the water from freezing. Providing fresh water for birds and other wildlife reduces calories and body heat used to melt snow and ice. Make sure your bird bath is weatherproof. Many become cracked and develop leaks when exposed to temperature extremes and frozen water. Place the bird bath in a sunny location and add a few stones to the bottom. This allows the birds to take a sip without getting totally wet. And keep the bird bath clean throughout the winter. An economical and convenient option is to purchase several heavy-duty plant saucers that tolerate the cold and won't be damaged when the water freezes. Change these out every morning to ensure birds have clean, fresh water each day. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Charles Lindbergh was the first person to fly an airplane across the Atlantic Ocean, but lost in our history books is the name of a man who would most likely have beaten Lindbergh to the prize if not for a court case that kept his plane from taking off from the very same airport. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We've all heard of Charles Lindbergh, the first person to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. It was almost Clarence Chamberlain.
He was the very first person to take a passenger across the Atlantic. He was vying for the same prize as Lindbergh. It was a $25,000 prize. We all know that Lindbergh went first because Chamberlain's airplane was actually held up in court.
Leanne Nelson says Chamberlain was from the state of Iowa. His story is one of those told here at the Iowa Aviation Museum in Greenfield. That court case kept the plane, owned by Charles Levine, in the hangar. Ironically, the plane was at the very same airport from which Charles Lindbergh flew.
Charles Levine hired someone to be the navigator for this flight, and then he changed his mind and fired him. Obviously, this guy was none too happy about that. I mean, he was going to be the first to fly across the Atlantic with Chamberlain. So he held them up in court, and he said, if I'm not going, airplane's not going.
That navigator, Lloyd Bertaw, thwarted the attempt. The courts eventually allowed the plane to fly, but Lindbergh had already taken off to cross the Atlantic. No one knew who Chamberlain's passenger would be, but Levine's wife had her suspicions.
His wife told him that if he even thought about being the passenger of this flight, that she would burn the aircraft. Nobody knew who this passenger was going to be until they were ready to take off. Chamberlain went out and propped the airplane. Chamberlain jumps in. Levine jumps in after him. They were able to take off, and obviously she didn't burn the airplane.
Chamberlain and Levine's flight was 300 miles and 9 hours longer than Lindbergh's flight just 2 weeks earlier. Bertaw, who had been spurned by Levine as the first passenger to get to cross the Atlantic, made his own attempt to cross the ocean 3 months later. He crashed and died on the flight. Traveling the countryside in Greenfield, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
The joy of homemade sourdough bread starts with a good sourdough starter. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Be patient, make it your own, and have fun with it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Sourdough bread. I've tried to get a good sourdough starter going, but have failed miserably. I'll have to try again because I know people who have had great success for years with the same batch. All it takes to get going is yeast, flour, and water. A starter is kind of like a pet. You have to take care of it by providing the right growing environment and making sure it's fed when it looks hungry to keep it healthy and active. John Davis is a bakery chef and culinary innovation leader for La Brea Bakeries, well known for their sourdough products. He's been working with sourdough starters for 30 years and says the key to a good starter is patience and knowing when it's ready to use.
You'll see this bubbling activity out of nowhere, and it goes sort of on a bell curve. You know, when you feed it, it's going to be kind of slow. And then it'll start to get a lot more active and grow in volume. And then when it's reached its peak, it'll start to fall again. So you want to capture it right at that peak of where it's grown, and the activity level is quite a lot.
There are plenty of sourdough recipes and tips online to help you. Davis recommends tinkering with different ways to make your starter unique.
You can play around with it, like experiment with different flours. It doesn't have to be just white flour, right? You know, use a little whole wheat flour. It has a bran and germ in there, which probably help create the sourdough starter because of oils and things like that in there. So it's fun to play around with some different flours in a small percentage in the starter to give different flavor profiles.
You'll probably have some failures, but he says to stick with it because you'll learn from those mistakes and eventually bake something fantastic. Learn more about sourdough starters at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Stars. am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
American corn farmers want to put the brakes on rising fertilizer prices. Up next on Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge, and it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years two and three. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at SIBOtechnologies.com/carbon.
U.S. trade officials are evaluating a petition by CF Industries to place tariffs on anhydrous ammonia fertilizer from foreign competitors. While that's going on, corn farmers in the U.S. are dealing with substantial price increases for anhydrous. Dee Vaughn farms in the northern panhandle of Texas and says his fertilizer costs have risen from about $120 an acre in 2020 to nearly $300 an acre for the 2022 growing season.
That is a 264% increase in the cost of nitrogen in just over 2 years' time. It is a 241% increase in my total fertilizer bill over the same time period.
In Audrain County, Missouri, farmer Jay Schutte says even if foreign anhydrous suppliers are subsidized by their governments, the amount isn't harming U.S. suppliers.
I think it's ridiculous. If the countries exporting nitrogen into the United States was causing them an economic detriment, I could understand the tariff. But I very seriously doubt that they are suffering an economic detriment. The American farmer certainly is. And this is going to spill over into the consumer market as well.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Along with the brand new 2021 Buick Enclave Premier and Buick Enclave Essence, the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2019 Chevy Traverse, one owner, just 31,000 miles, a 2019 GMC Acadia, 2017 Chevy Equinox Premier, and 2015 Chevy Traverse. It's an all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While market price trends and how to manage farm revenue is a big topic of conversation, obviously, in the farming industry, Mike Rush of Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson says it goes hand in hand with managing risk on the farm.
It's similar. When we talk about risk management, in our eyes, it's usually not opportunity and risk management. So when you put those two together, that's farm revenue. One of the simple concepts we like to have producers look at that they often overlook is that when you're making decisions in marketing, it's not just making one decision, it's making decisions that impact your farm revenue. So keeping that end goal of farm revenue in mind as you're making decisions and the impact those decisions have is really the key to balancing out that risk and opportunity management.
He goes on to talk about what producers should take into account when trying to manage their risk and opportunity on the farm.
Especially looking at all the tools that are available for producers to make those decisions, the cash marketing tools they can use, and then also being open-minded to looking at those futures and options positions to create a balanced approach. In the presentation, I went over some of the market drivers, which we're all familiar with, all the data points. The problem is too many guys get bogged down with just looking at data that they believe in or that confirms their personal bias and sometimes overlooking some of the changing trends. So we try to bring a lot of balance in looking at all the trends and looking at how that may impact a producer's overall revenue, which then drives the decision. How do I balance that out?
He says farmers have to keep track of a lot of trends and data when making very big decisions on the farm.
There is, and this is a global economy, as we all know. So the supply-demand picture is much more delicate than it used to be. This year, for example, coming into this year, we have more corn in the pipeline than we had last year. Not by gobs, but more. But yet the perceived demand that we're seeing right now and perceived going forward is really helping drive this market and keep prices where they're at. And that's important, but we also have to be prepared for when that changes and how quickly the market can erode.
He goes on to say that it's important to keep emotion out of decision-making as much as possible when it comes to marketing on the farm. That, again, was Micah Rush with Total Farm Marketing. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front. At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrum is absorbed, so dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice Colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack confirming USDA is expected to spend about $1 billion from the Commodity Credit Corporation for developing climate-smart ag commodities. Vilsack said the number, testified at the House Ag Committee this week, says thinks it's a fair number. Vilsack told reporters the nomination of USDA's Undersecretary for Trade has been delayed because of the vetting that's required. He said it's a complex set of business relations, but he knows trade. Didn't name the person, though. Vilsack used the four-hour hearing to push back on some concerns, government-wide vaccine mandate harming farm programs. Committee Republicans repeatedly questioned Vilsack about concerns that the mandate had created staffing shortages at the Farm Service Agency field office. Vilsack called the concerns false issues, citing data he said showed farmers were getting served at pre-pandemic levels. Now, of the 90,000 USDA employees, 600 have either not been vaccinated or haven't received an approved exemption or accommodation, he said. 89% of USDA workforce has been vaccinated. Lawmakers pressing Vilsack as well about the fertilizer availability and price spikes. Vilsack said the question to make the case, many farmers are using more fertilizer than they need to. He touted a new crop insurance endorsement to protect farmers against yield losses if they decide to split nitrogen applications during the growing season and can't make the second application due to weather. He said we need to make sure using fertilizer appropriately and wisely. Now, the average feed grain operation will pay $128,000 more in fertilizer this year, increasing $39.55 an acre, according to a survey from Texas A&M. Well, South Africa has imposed anti-dumping duties on bone-in poultry imports in five countries, effectively ensuring that all the foreign suppliers now face steep tariffs, according to the Foreign Ag Service at USDA. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at AgView.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station at AgView.net.
2021 will go down as one of the most profitable years in agriculture, and there is cautious optimism for 2022 on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to FBN.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed, honest prices, no compromise. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Agoro Carbon Alliance offers farmers and ranchers across the U.S. a new revenue stream guaranteed for 10 years with upfront payments for simple practice changes like implementing no-till, cover crops, and grazing management. Providing local on-the-ground agronomic support backed by a national team of carbon farming experts. Start your carbon cropping journey today at agorocarbonalliance.com.
Of agricultural exuberance in 2021. The combination of lower production costs and higher crop prices meant strong profits in the farm economy. It was a good price year for most crops, including corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton. Brent Gloy is a partner with Agricultural Economic Insights and says he's cautiously optimistic for 2022. But factors such as higher input costs and the ability to get product to producers will be an issue in the spring and something to keep a watch on.
The other thing we're kind of watching, what we look at is a big risk. I don't want to say irrational exuberance, but exuberance in the farm sector. I mean, everything you go to right now is high, whether it be farmland or inputs or labor problems on the farm, whatever it might be. It's a good sign that, you know, people are making money, but at the same time, it's a little bit nervous because our cost structure is really going to elevate.
He says, as we go into the unknowns of 2022, it's important to really understand your cost structure.
Understand, you know, your accounting costs, your economic costs, your cash flow costs. Understand where prices are at today. And, you know, maybe get some of that product sold at a price that you can make money at. I know that you're not going to make as much money right now as you would from 2021, but that's in the books, and it's a new environment now, so they really need to pay attention to their costs.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about economic trends for 2022 at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I mean, the Hoosier going through a Tuesday today, still a little bit higher in the grain market after a bit of a mixed start to the day, mostly lower in mixed in the livestock as we roll through the day. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. March corn is right now still in the grain, 3 cents higher at 624 a bushel even. Kansas City wheat was up near 30 cents up for a while. They're down now 20 cents in the green, 20 and a quarter at 838 and a half. Over in the bean market, they started off a little rocky, but they're all mostly higher as well. Now with March beans up 3 and a half cents at 1406 and a half. We have the meal still down slightly for the early futures, currently down $1.80 at $3.92.20, and the bean oil for March is in the green by 60 cents at $62.57. Cotton is still in the green, but has definitely lost a lot of its momentum, only up a penny right now for the March cotton at $1.20.39. March canola is down $5.60 at $9.90.30, and the oats market for the day still seeing some decent gains here, 19 and 3/4 cents higher at $6.51 even. Over in the livestock, still mostly lower here. Live cattle for February is up slightly right now, 10 cents up at 12 cents up now at 136.45. The later futures are in the red with April down by 52 cents at 139.55. The feeder cattle for January down 2 pennies right now at 158.45. And the March is down by $1.95 at 59.30. Lean hogs, they're still seeing some gains, up 85 cents for the February lean hogs at 87.17. The April up by $1.70 at 97.02. So not so bad growth there in the lean hogs. U.S. dollar index today, it is mostly higher right now with the March index up 11 cents at 96 and a penny. We have 30-year bonds down just slightly, sitting at 155, and 10-year notes down as well in the red at 128.09. So kind of a mixed bag there. Stock market still mostly struggling today with the Dow Jones down 235 points, the S&P down by 58, and the NASDAQ in the red by 291.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payments? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front. At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
KNDY.
all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.